Governor Tony Evers has made a surprising announcement just yesterday that he's moving to renegotiate the state's contract with Foxconn, the Taiwanese company that promised to build a massive LCD screen factory in Racine County. For months now, work crews have been clearing the land, working on roads, and preparing for the massive development in Mount Pleasant. Joining me live now is WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar with the details. Good morning, Angelina.
Good morning, Rachel.
So let's recap a bit here. Foxconn was the baby of former governor Republican Scott Walker. His team brokered a huge $3 billion state incentives package. Even though voters ousted Walker last fall, new Democrat governor Tony Evers has talked about working with Foxconn to ensure the success of the project. So tell us more about what Evers said just yesterday that seems to strike a new tone.
A new tone indeed, Rachel. So essentially, Evers says he doesn't believe Foxconn will be creating the 13,000 jobs the company had originally promised. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Evers said, quote, "The present contract deals with a situation that no longer exists." Evers added that his administration needs to take a look at the contract and see if it needs to be downsized as a result.
And talk a bit about why Evers seems to believe that the situation has changed.
Well, over the past year alone, Foxconn has said it's changing its plans more than once. And because of that, it's been drawing a lot of skepticism from critics. Originally, Foxconn planned to build massive LCD screens. Then it said it would build smaller screens instead. Then, reports surfaced that the company might focus on research and development instead of manufacturing. Later, Foxconn insisted it's committed to manufacturing and other uses on the site, but throughout the company has said it would deliver on the jobs promise. But Governor Tony Evers has serious doubts.
So what are supporters and detractors saying about Evers' plans to renegotiate the contract?
Well, there's a mix of reactions. On the one hand, biting criticism from Republican legislators like Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. In a statement, he said, quote, "If the state is willing to renege on its commitment to Foxconn and open up a contract without agreement by both parties, then what guarantee can Wisconsin make to any other company that wants to expand here?" But a Racine County resident who's personally affected by the Foxconn deal had a different take. Kim Mahoney is the final homeowner located on the Foxconn property, and while others around her have sold their land, she's fighting for a fair deal.
It's a great day for the state of Wisconsin because we have a governor who is going to hold this foreign wealthy corporation accountable to the promises they made in response to the $4.5 billion we agreed to pay them in incentives.
Well, this is quite the developing story. Thank you so much, Angelina, for coming in and bringing us the latest.
Of course. Thank you, Rachel.